Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Snack Shack. Last time we talked about the Australian Health Guidelines and I had mentioned their purpose. This episode will mostly be a continuation of that, if you will, because I realised that while we know the effects our meal choices have on our health, we don't really know, you know? So I had said that the purpose of the Guidelines and Guide to Healthy Eating is to promote healthy eating and also prevent disease. But how? How can something so simple as the food we eat every day dictate the health of our bodies? Simple. We supply the body with the nutrients it needs. But what happens when we give it nutrients it doesn't need? When the nutrients simply are not helpful or unneeded because we have too much of it? That's where diseases come in. Too much protein, like in popular high-protein diets, can cause kidney stones, different types of cancers, and has even been linked with coronary heart disease. Protein is supposed to help growth, maintenance, and repair in the body. So isn't that crazy? But it has been researched. In 2023, PubMed conducted a study where they researched existing literature on the adverse effects of too much protein, and they found exactly what I'm telling you now. Of course, it is highly dependent on the type of protein you consume as well. Red meat and processed meat were found to be the most worrisome. It's also been said that it's because these meats contain lots of saturated fats. So replacing red meat with chicken is an option, or even tofu, but also balancing it out with plenty of veg. And that brings me to my next point, fat. Now there are different types of fat found in different types of food. Saturated and trans fats are unhealthy fats. They raise cholesterol in the blood and not the good kind. It raises LDL cholesterol, which is bad because it can lead to higher risk of heart disease and strokes by clogging up the arteries around the heart with fat and other substances. That is severe. It can also lead to excessive weight gain and eventually obesity, which increases the risk of damaging other parts of the body as well, like your nerves and eyes. This is also the reason that some foods are in the small amounts section of the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating. Now, it is possible to have a healthy diet with fats. You just need to be selective. Like salmon instead of processed meats during dinner can help replace saturated fats with unsaturated fats, which are definitely healthier. Now, carbohydrates. There are also different versions of carbohydrates. There are simple carbs, complex carbs, and fiber, which, if you remember from my other episodes, is not digestible. Now, all the carbs we consume are turned into glucose to give us energy, stored as glycogen for the short term, and as fat for the long term. That is where the problem lies. In the long term, too many carbs will be stored as fat, over and over again, causing weight gain, potentially leading to obesity. And too many carbs equals too much sugar. And by now we all know the effects too much sugar can have. Too much sugar in the bloodstream will overwork our organs and cause insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, and rot our teeth. Of course, this, as all things, depends on the type of carbs you have. Complex carbs are better because they take longer to digest into sugar, offering long-term energy instead of short-lived energy from simple carbs. The source is important. Replacing white rice with quinoa, for example, avoiding sugary drinks and consuming fruit is a good way to replace simple carbs in daily life. Now, I can go on all I want on the effects of having too many of these macronutrients, but I would also like to remind you all that not having enough of these can also lead to major complications, as your body needs them to function. Have everything in moderation and make smart choices about your food. Apart from macronutrients, don't forget your pre and probiotics. Remember, it's been proven that good gut health affects mental health, and I think it's safe to assume that that's the case for the rest of the body as well. Now, this is the final episode of my mini-series, so I'll see you all in the afterword for my big thanks. See you!